In Venezuela, Jewish leaders say President Hugo Chavez's incendiary comments about Israel have turned Venezuelans against Jews. They say Chavez's statements have led to anti-Semitic incidents, culminating in a recent attack on a synagogue. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports that the controversy comes just as Venezuela prepares to vote on a contentious referendum.
Standing before a crowd assembled outside the Tiferet Israel Synagogue, Jewish leader Abraham Levy says that these days are difficult ones for Venezuela's 15,000-strong Jewish community.
Estos han sido días muy difíciles para la comunidad judía de Venezuela.
In fact, he says these are perhaps the hardest days in the community's long history in Venezuela. Just a few days before, a group of 15 armed men broke into the synagogue at night and overpowered the guards. They spray-painted walls with messages like, "Jews leave." They desecrated Torah scrolls and broke into the synagogue's offices. President Chavez was among those who denounced the attack and promised to bring the perpetrators to justice. But questions are being raised over whether the government's recent language against Israel is creating a climate of hate. In January, Chavez broke relations with Israel over that country's military strikes inside Gaza. He called Israel's actions genocidal and expelled Israeli diplomats.
Ahora, ojalá la comunidad judía venezolana se pronunciara.
Chavez said he would, quote, hope that the Venezuelan Jewish community would speak out, unquote, against Israeli actions in Gaza. Don't you, the Jews, strongly reject the Holocaust? Isn't that what we're seeing? Chavez said. Jewish leaders say they are hearing an aggressive tone from both government officials and the state-sponsored press, a tone they say borders on anti-Semitic. Venezuela's ambassador to Russia, in a recent interview with the Moscow News, claimed that a failed 2002 coup against Chavez was hatched by the CIA and Israel's secret service, Mossad. He further claimed the anti-government gunmen that day were Jewish. Anti-Jewish sentiment has also appeared on government-linked websites such as Aporrea, which has gone so far as to say Jewish businesses should be boycotted in Venezuela in response to the Gaza attacks. Milos Alcalay is a former Venezuelan ambassador to Israel and a former official in Chavez's government. He now opposes Chavez.
If you see the Venezuelan official press, if you see the Venezuelan television pushing people to go against the Zionism, against the Jewish people, you cannot be surprised that that kind of actions against the Jewish community are taken.
The government denies it's anti-Semitic and says it respects all religions. Foreign Minister Nicolás Maduro. He claimed the recent accusations against Chavez are part of a worldwide campaign against the populist government. Venezuelan officials have suggested that Venezuelan opposition groups could be behind the attack on the synagogue to discredit Chavez ahead of a February 15th referendum, which, if approved, would permit him to run for office indefinitely. At the solemn ceremony outside the synagogue, the crowd clapped as Jewish leaders said they had registered their complaints with high government officials. But as the crowd applauded, a busload of government supporters with sound trucks in tow passed by. Music blared, and the message delivered across loudspeakers was that Israel and the U.S. terrorize Arab governments. The crowd at the synagogue responded to the harassment by breaking out into song, the national anthem. As if to stress, they're as Venezuelan as anyone who supports Chavez. Rabbi Isaac Cohen also spoke.
Se ha profanado el lugar más sagrado.
He said this community's most sacred ground had been violated. And Andres Gordan knew exactly what the ramifications were. He's a Romanian Jew who survived the Holocaust and then came to Venezuela.
Mucha tristeza, mucha tristeza.
He said he was deeply saddened because for him, Venezuela had been a paradise. Until now. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.